Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Friday, May 27th. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, former Prime Minister challenges Prime Minister to debate against opposition leader. Domlec reports increased sales but drop in profit in 2015. IMF predicts decline in Belize economy. And Johnny Depp's wife accuses him of assault. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Introducing the Ashley Collection at Courts. Courts has joined with Ashley Furniture, the number one selling home furnishings brand in America, to bring you the most extraordinary furniture selection at unbeatable prices. It's now easier than ever before to find that perfect furniture piece for your home. And what's more, you could add that special touch with the right accent piece from our range of designer accessories from Ashley. Create the perfect look for your home with the Ashley Collection at Courts. Courts, bringing value home. Visit the new Ashley Gallery at our Roseau store.
Let that coward accept the challenge, dared former Prime Minister Edison James as he challenged Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit to a face-to-face debate with opposition leader Lennox Linton. James says that promises of an international airport by the Prime Minister will never come to fruition until the United Workers Party takes control of the country. He then challenged the Prime Minister to a debate in the Sufra constituency against the opposition leader.
Skerrit can talk international airport from now till kingdom come. He will never build it, ladies and gentlemen. It has to take United Workers Party to come and build it. And let me say, Skerrit running his mouth and they're talking about Skerrit. I'm challenging Skerrit to come here in this constituency. I'm challenging Skerrit to come here in this constituency and engage in a face-to-face debate with Lennox Linton, our political leader. Let that coward accept the challenge.
Former Prime Minister Edison James. General Manager of the Dominica Electricity Services Limited, Batilia McKenzie, says despite a challenging year, the company gained a 4.2% increase in electricity sales in the year 2015. She revealed that the company experienced a drop in profit this time around as compared to the $14.8 million in 2014. In 2015, the company recorded a net profit of $12.29 million, and McKenzie says the reason was due to increased taxation. The profit in the year before, in 2014, was higher, she stated. One of the things is that our net income before tax was higher, but the tax was higher. We paid more tax in 2015 than we did in 2014. In 2015, income before taxation was $16.8 million and amounted to $16.5 million in 2014. However, in that same year, tax amounted to $1.6 million but grew to $4.5 million in 2015. Meantime, McKenzie announced that the company plans to become a fully clean and green utility by 2025. Earlier today, bus drivers and passengers were in a state of unrest as the St. Joseph bus stop was sectioned off and utilized as a drop-off for containers loaded with materials believed to be reserved for the construction of the new West Bridge. In efforts to restore order, the containers were moved. However, new information says that from tomorrow, Saturday, the bus stop will be relocated to River Street, as was done for the groundbreaking ceremony for the West Bridge in April. Tourism Minister Robert Tong announces plans for a future parking lot for the city. While designs have not been confirmed, he says two terminals are intended for the north and south to hold approximately 200 vehicles each. The minister stated it is just a matter of adequate planning in order to bring these plans about in the coming future.
For the city, we have plans, but obviously, you have to do a lot of planning, it takes some time, but we actually are looking at two terminals, one for the north and one for the south. We actually have designs for one right next to the Riverside Apartments that can take maybe 150 to 200 vehicles. So it's just to continue planning properly for the city so that in time we can put these things in place.
Project officer in the Ministry of Tourism, Daryl Titt, says there has been a marked improvement in the cleanliness of the city of Roseau. Tit says, though the city is not at a level it should be, one cannot deny the advances that have been made with the cleanup campaign. He made the remarks on state-owned radio this week.
There's a marked improvement in Roseau since the 21st of February. Roseau is clean. I don't think that it is at the level where it should remain, but on a daily, if you walk through Roseau now, you will see that Roseau is not as it was at this time last year. There's cleaning going on. We have a crew which cleans the city from 5 in the morning. We have removed quite a bit of debris that was just laying around Roseau. I remember certain streets where the truck had to make several trips out of a little block because of how dirty it was. There is some work going on. The initiative of the minister, with the help of the mayor, things are being done. It may not be to the level that we should be in terms of where there's absolutely no litter, but there is a marked improvement in Roseau.
Former Sports Minister Ron Green describes the current DLP administration as an embarrassment after 16 years of governance. According to Green, honesty and discipline are the foundation of good character. However, the government has displayed a shameful disposition, especially during this by-election. He says the June 7th by-election is an opportunity to rebuild character in the country and appeal to constituents to send a message to the government that after 16 years, their behavior is an embarrassment.
If we don't have honesty, if we don't have discipline, we don't have respect, then we don't have character. And once again, our national leadership has shown us a very shameful example of what character is, especially here in this by-election. It is sad, it is sick, and it is a sorry tale of where we are. This by-election is about rebuilding character. We have to rise above what our national leadership has shown to us here in Point Michel, Soufriere, Galion, and Scottsdale. We have to send a message. After 16 years, what we see today really should make all of us embarrassed.
In more news, the International Monetary Fund is projecting 0.5% decline in the Belize economy this year and is recommending sustained fiscal consolidation to stem the slowdown. On the heels of the Article 4 consultation, the fund said lowering public debt should be a top priority, requiring raising the primary fiscal surplus to a 4-5% of GDP by 2021. It has suggested a number of revenue-generating and expenditure-cutting measures, including broadening the tax base and implementing other tax reforms containing the public sector wage bill, initiating a parametric reform of the public pension system, and strengthening controls in multiple areas of public financial management system. And a U.S. judge has ordered actor Johnny Depp to stay away from his estranged wife, actress Amber Heard, after she alleged he assaulted her. Ms. Heard said in court on Friday that Mr. Depp threw her mobile phone at her during a fight on Saturday. The judge also said Mr. Depp should not try to contact Ms. Heard. On Monday, she filed for divorce from the Pirates of the Caribbean actor after 15 months of marriage, citing irreconcilable differences. Ms. Heard brought a photograph of herself with a bruised cheek and eye to the Los Angeles Superior Court. "I live in fear that Johnny will return to our house unannounced to terrorize me physically and emotionally," she wrote in a sworn declaration. She said the actor was high and drunk when the incident occurred and that he pulled her ear, screamed at her, grabbed her face, and hit her. Her filing alleged a history of abuse throughout the relationship. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Former Prime Minister challenges Prime Minister Skerrit to debate against opposition leader. Domlec reports increased sales but dropping profit in 2015. IMF predicts decline in Belize economy, and Johnny Depp's wife accuses him of assault. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscast, Log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.